We believe, teach, and confess that we were created by the Triune God. We also believe, teach, and confess that He still keeps us and sustains us, even in times of trouble. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh have no power over Him. To whom, then, will you compare me, that I should be like Him? Says the Holy One. Yet in times of trouble, such as experienced by the children of Israel, to whom Isaiah was writing, God seems far off. Yet he says, Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? The trials of this life show that we are not in control of our own fate and destiny. As hard as we try, we cannot overcome the ravages of time, much less the combined forces of evil, which daily attack us, which daily try to pull us from our only help. Yet Isaiah confesses that God sees our distress and hears our prayers, and is there even when we feel scared and alone. Our Lord uses the trials in our life to bring us closer to Him, to trust in Him and not our own feeble strength. Knowing of His love, we look not to our distress, but to the love which He shows through Jesus Christ. As we fix our eyes on Jesus, we are strengthened to endure all the world can do to harm us. In the end, for Christ's sake, we have eternal life with our Heavenly Father. May our Lord strengthen and keep you in all trials. Amen.